Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. This fall, Radio Gallery is in the field, catching up with Minnesota artists in their own spaces, at shows, galleries, and in their studios. Not everyone with a studio is a professional artist, showing their work at galleries or selling their work at juried art fairs, but every artist has to start somewhere. Our guest today is Australian Julian G. Speaking with us in his Minneapolis studio, he shares with his wife, also an artist. In fact, she was in the game first. Julian was intrigued by the medium of encaustic wax and got to experimenting. Now has moved on to sharing his images by opening up his space for a studio tour event, taking the leap of showing his work publicly.
My name is Julian G. My medium is called photo encaustic, which is a mixture of photographs and wax, with the wax heated up and then layered on top of the photographs, either in different colors, in just layers of wax, to give it to give the photographs a look as though you sort of half remember them and half don't.
What is it that drew you to, how did you start doing wax or encaustic painting?
I started because I actually bought a piece of art that was encaustic because I liked the look of it. And then my wife bought me, for my birthday, an art course to learn how to do encaustic art. So I went on the course, and then we're retired, so we decided we would take up art, and this is what I'm doing. And I enjoy photography, and I love the textures that you can get out of wax. Right now, what I'm actually most interested in is people's feedback. Do people like them, not like them? And for me, more important than attempting to sell is an opportunity to be able to communicate with people about whether, am I doing the right thing or not? And the feedback I get will help direct where I go in the future. I've studied other people's techniques, but especially that middle piece, the one you like, is mine, because there's the photograph and then there's dropping a lot of drops of wax onto it as individual drops, a bit the way that an impressionist pointillist painter would do it. So that you've got, as you stand far away from it, you can't see the fact that it's all little dots. So it's like a surah or something, an impressionist painting. The closer you get, the more you see that it's all little dots of drops of wax put on there.
So which informs your pieces more, the photograph or the process?
Both. Because the photograph gives me a memory, and then what I try and do is work off my memory to convert the photograph into what I remember, not what I see on the photograph. So that piece in the middle, when I remember seeing it in the temple in Cambodia, looked very bright. The stones looked to have a lot of 3D to them. When I looked at the photograph, it didn't look like that at all. The photograph looked somewhat flat and somewhat colorless. So I went back in and I put in the 3D part of it and I put the color in.
So the process illustrates your memory.
That's right. Yeah. And you just have fun doing it, dropping wax onto it.
Had you been an artist in the past?
No.
A writer?
No, I was a scientist.
You were?
Yes.
Does this grab your scientist?
Yeah, because I have a workbench that has hot plates and hot wax and blowtorches and irons, and so it's a bit like being at a chemistry bench, but you're creating art instead. It's magic.
Encaustic wax is a widely used technique with a wide range of results. One artist, Jeffrey Hurst, will be running a workshop in Grand Marais coming up shortly. More information on our Radio Gallery webpage. Go to KUMD.org under Arts and click on Radio Gallery. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Molly Friedstrom and Maya Jensen. Music by Willie Murphy, with support from the Zeitgeist Arts Cafe. To listen to this episode again, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. We welcome questions or comments to KUMD at KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.